We hear today the shortest verse in the Bible. The Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 35. It says, "And Jesus wept." Now, on the surface, it's easy to understand why Jesus wept. Because of the relationship he had with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Well, the closest person to the Lord would be the Blessed Virgin Mary, his own mother. She is in her own category when it comes to intimates of the Lord. And then the next group of people that would be in the inner circle to our Lord Jesus would be the 12 disciples, the 12 men whom he handpicked and he spent time day and night with. And then the next group that would be close to him would be those supporters like Mary Magdalene, Mary, Martha, Lazarus, Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus. These names you are familiar with. And these folks would be the friends that are in the inner circle of our Lord. And then go outside a little bit would be the 72 disciples whom he trained, whom he taught privately, and sent them out to preach. Then you have the crowd, the people who come here and there now and then just to be entertained and to, you know, see a miracle once in a while. So as you can see, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus are his close friends. So on the surface, we can understand that Lazarus died, one of his very close friends. And his sisters, Mary and Martha, were weeping. And everybody was weeping. And so it is rather natural for all of us to look at that as, well, the Lord was touched. He cried because he had compassion for the people, for Mary and Martha. He felt deeply the sadness that Mary and Martha felt, and so he wept. But I believe that the Lord Jesus wept for a whole different reason. Because we tend to look at this from our own perspective. We need to look at this from God's perspective. You see, the Lord Jesus knew exactly what he was going to do. He is God. He knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. So Lazarus is not dead. In fact, he said that. Our friend Lazarus is asleep. So the Lord knew what he was going to do. This was no tragedy. I mean, in the mind of Mary, Martha, in the mind of the Jews gathering there, and in our mind, this was a tragedy because Lazarus died. And they were weeping and they were mourning for Lazarus. Well, the Lord Jesus had no reason to mourn. He knew that Lazarus was only sleeping, you know, because he was going to raise him from the dead. There's nothing to mourn here. The man is going to be alive again. I'm going to make him alive. So why did the Lord Jesus weep? We have to look at this from Jesus' perspective. Why did he weep? He wept precisely because he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus, his friend, is going to wake up thinking, "I am in the Father's house. I am with God." Lazarus is waking up thinking that he is closer to eternal life. But when he woke up, in fact, he's going to discover that he had the same toothache. I don't know if he really had a toothache, but you know my point. That Lazarus is going to wake up and he realized he has the same migraine. He's going to wake up and he realized, I still have arthritis in my knees. And boy, he realized then that he, Lazarus, is still living in the valley of tears. Tradition has it that Lazarus was going to live for 33 more years. And it says that Lazarus, and he went with Mary and Martha, because if you know this, Mary and Martha and Lazarus, as close as they were to Jesus, they were not standing at the foot of the cross. Because by that time, they were fleeing for their lives. You see, they were going to kill Jesus. They're not going to allow Lazarus, the man whom Jesus raised from the dead, hanging around. They got to kill him too. So Lazarus was on the run with Mary and Martha. This tradition has it that they ran all the way, eventually ended up in Eastern Europe today. It would be Eastern Europe. And he became a bishop there and died there 33 years later. And tradition has it that Lazarus, after having been raised from the dead, never smiled again. It's a tradition. It's a legend. And the point is that Lazarus was ready to go home to his father. And now he's going to hang around for 33 more years. And his friend, very dear friend Jesus, rose from the dead, went back to heaven. And here he's hanging around for 33 more years. Lazarus never smiled again. And so I'm here to tell you, if we look at it from Jesus' perspective, he wasn't weeping because he felt sorry for Lazarus and Mary and Martha because he was dead. Jesus was weeping because he had to use Lazarus to show everyone that he has power over life and death. And in using his friend Lazarus, he's going to be living in the valley of tears for 33 more years. That's why Jesus was weeping. And so, we come to Mass today on the fifth week of Lent. The church wants for us to hear this gospel, this beautiful story of the raising of Lazarus, so that we can understand once more what the Lord Jesus came to do. The Lord Jesus did not come, obviously, to all of us, right? To raise people from the dead. We're all going to die, and we will not rise again until the end of time. But the Lord Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Obviously, he's talking about a different life. He's not talking about this life. But from our perspective, we always think of this life. You know what I mean? And so it's important for us to take a step back on the fifth week of Lent and see God's perspective about life. Let me ask you to make a point. How many of you want to go to heaven? Raise your hand. Want to go to heaven? 100%, I imagine. I see your hands, 100%. How many of you want to go to heaven now? Now, right now. Okay, I see 10 of you. Okay, so this is the reality, right? We all want to go to heaven, but not now. Heaven can wait. Because we love this life. That's the reality. And here's the point of redemption. Redemption is, you know, we're kidnapped, okay? We're kidnapped by bad people. And the father sends the oldest brother to bring the ransom. And the eldest brother comes, negotiate, give the ransom to bring us back to the father. That's the story of redemption, okay? The story of redemption does not end until we are back to the Father's house. So the Lord Jesus is the eldest brother coming from the Heavenly Father, ransoming us from the devil by His own suffering and death on the cross, so that we can go back home, brothers and sisters. So redemption is Jesus come to save us from this life so that we can go home to the Father. And yet look at us. We suffer from what I called spiritual Stockholm syndrome. You know the Stockholm syndrome? The Stockholm syndrome is when you're kidnapped and over time you develop this attachment to your kidnapper. In fact, some people even fall in love with their kidnapper and they no longer want to go home. They rather just, because to them it's no longer kidnapping. To them it's a relationship now. And so, my brothers and sisters, this is what's happening to all of us. The Lord Jesus, the eldest brother, was sent in order to bring us home. I am the resurrection and the life. I'm going to give you a different life. Meanwhile, we all say, oh no, eldest brother, but we love this life. We don't want your life. We want this life. We don't want no longer to go home to the Father. This is our home now. If you are going to be our, if you love us, if you are a good oldest brother, well, give us money, give us stuff so that we can have a better life here and go back home and tell the Father, thank you. But we're doing fine. This is what's going on to us. So on this fifth Sunday of Lent, the church wants us to stop. Take a look at how attached we are to this life. And how it is a grace that we must have from God to detach ourselves from it little by little. And I tell you, we are attached to this life from the moment we're born. When I was a young priest, I was ordained at 26, and I was sent to the mission San Juan Capistrano, and it was precisely this homily, this gospel. And you know how big the mission, the Basilica is, right? Basilica Mission San Juan Capistrano is a long walk, right? And it's echoing, it's huge. And as I was preaching on this about life and death, all of a sudden in the middle of my homily, there was a little girl sitting in the front. She started yelling out, I don't want to die. And she cried, and she was weeping. She was screaming, and it was echoing all over the church. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And the mom was so embarrassed. She took the girl by the hand and walked her out of the church in the middle aisle. So you can hear this. I don't want to die. All the way out to the front door, echoing. I don't want to die. It was quite traumatic for me. I've been praying for that little girl for 30 some years now. Hope she's all right. But there's something wrong with us, right? Something wrong with us. We are so attached to this life. And so, listen to the Lord Jesus. He comes to save us from this life. He comes to give us the resurrection, the life. Brothers and sisters, let us pray together and pray for each other so that we can, little bit at a time, become more and more detached to this life so that we can be more excited about going back to the Father's house. Because that's why Jesus came, not to leave us here, but to bring us home.